he's seen pointing at a missile launch, which North Korean officials say he ordered, beaming with pride with the submarine in the background. Tonight, Kim Jong-un's regime claims it successfully test-launched a ballistic missile fired from a sub. One U.S. official says this was not a real ballistic missile test, but a simulated firing. Another says the U.S. is looking at whether the image of water ejection behind Kim might have been photoshopped.
One U.S. official says this was a test of a missile ejection system at best. Still worrisome?
Yes. First, we see the white that indicates the missile did penetrate the water, and later we see that the missile fired its engine. So this to me indicates that there was a successful missile test. It was not just a test of the ejection system.
A South Korean defense official says North Korea could have a fully operational submarine with a ballistic missile within 4 or 5 years. Weapons expert Rick Fisher says even if this test wasn't all it was claimed to be, North Korea could still eventually put nuclear warheads on these missiles, could hide the missiles on merchant ships and fire them from those vessels close to American coastlines and bases. North Korea's number of warheads is reportedly growing. U.S. officials have already said they believe North Korea has an ICBM that could reach the U.S. West Coast. This latest test came on the same weekend Kim had been expected in Moscow for Vladimir Putin's grandiose celebration of the end of World War II. But Russian officials say Kim backed out for internal reasons.
The internal political situation in North Korea is not settled, and internal security for Kim Jong-un is absolutely necessary before he ventures off into to a foreign trip abroad.
Analyst Michael Madden says Kim is still dealing with the fallout, with the enemies he made inside North Korea when he executed his powerful uncle, Jang Song-taek, at the end of 2013.
I strongly suspect that he has not attained complete loyalty, not from maybe senior level, senior elite, but at the mid-level. I mean, Jang Song-taek had a very, very powerful political patronage network in North Korean politics, and Kim Jong-un is still dealing with that.